It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Happy holidays, everybody. Joey LaRocque joining once again here at IYFWrestling.com. It is the interface, and I've told you before, and I'm going to say it again, this is my absolute favorite edition of the interface I get to do. It's the Year in Review, where we get to look back at all the great stuff that happened this past year in IYFW, and 2013 did not disappoint. So much to talk about, so let's just get right into it. I think we'd need to start this edition of the interface talking about the journey throughout 2013 of one man, the icon of IYFW, Drake Evans. Drake Evans started 2013 with a question. Why did the Dark Pony JP Black stab him in the back at the previous year's anniversary show, Season 6 Endgame? Well, at Cold Day in Hell in January of 2013, Drake Evans would come face to face with JP Black and ask him the question, but he would get no answer. So Drake would challenge JP to a match that night, but thanks to JP's devotees, the Savage Wolves, helping him out behind the referee's back, JP would get a tainted victory over Drake that night. We would then go on to M3Con in March of this year, where we would see the first ever 8-man elimination match of Survival. It would be Team Do or Die against Drake's team, Iconic Magical Fury, I guess you could call them. And that night, Drake's team would get the win, thanks in part to Sergeant Fury being the sole survivor in that match. But when the match was over, all individuals came back in the ring, showing that nothing had been settled, and we were just getting started. Then we would go to May the 4th Be With You, the Padawan match at the Star Wars-themed wrestling show that IYFW put on. You would see Drake Evans and his student, Liam McFerrin, go one-on-one with Kyler Jones, JP Black's student from the Do or Die Wrestling Academy. And that night, Liam would do his trainer proud by getting the victory that night over the Do or Die Academy graduate. But later that evening, Drake Evans would be an impromptu second opponent for the Wolf CJ Scott, and JP Black, kind of paying back the favor, so to speak, helped CJ get a victory over Drake Evans that night. But this would be the last time anybody in IYFW would set their eyes on the Dark Pony. Since then, he has gone into seclusion. He has disappeared, not contacted anybody, no emails, no phone calls of any kind, even to his own students. JP Black has disappeared from IYFW. So Drake Evans would try to find a new path, try to leave the past behind him and move on from that, but knowing he would never get the answer he had been looking for. Well, while Drake Evans was trying to find this new path, a new individual came into IYFW that was no stranger to the wrestling scene. A longtime veteran of wrestling in the Capital Region, Chip Stetson, would start coming around IYFW, and Chip had been a longtime friend and mentor to Drake Evans. Well, it came time for the Coronation Cup tournament this year, and this year it was going to be a tag team tournament. Well, around this time, Chip Stetson had been teaming up with Good Lord Willing, known as the Good Ship Lollipop, and they would be entered in the Coronation Cup Tag Team Tournament. But that evening, at the Coronation Cup show, we were led to believe that Good Lord Willing had been assaulted in the parking lot by Blood Money, and Chip had called on Drake Evans to be the replacement partner. But Chip Stetson was setting Drake up, because during the match, he stabbed him in the back, literally with a backstabber in the ring, allowing Blood Money to get the victory and go on to the finals. Well, Drake Evans had had enough with the betrayals, the backstabbing, the lies, the deceit. He put out the ultimatum to Chip Stetson. At Season 7 Exit Wounds, he wanted an anything goes, lose or leave IYFW match. However, unfortunately, before Chip could even send a response accepting it or denying the challenge, Drake Evans was in a very, very vicious car accident that sent him to the hospital. His car had been destroyed. No one knew what the future held for Drake Evans at that point. Well, as of this recording, folks, we know officially that Drake Evans has surgery scheduled in the month of January, a few days before Cold Snap. And from what we understand, even though it's just going to be 3 days prior, Drake Evans still plans to be there in Boston Spa to support his IYFW family at Cold Snap. That right there tells you so much about the integrity of this man, the icon of IYFW. He is called that for a reason, folks. The fans may have named him that, but it has come true once again that he is going to be doing that. And I'm sure that Drake Evans is going to be looking towards 2014 as being a new year, a rebirth of his career, and I'm sure he plans to get his hands and get finally his revenge against the legendary Chip Stetson. Well, that right there starts off the whole year in review here. That's the look at one individual. How about we take a look at two other individuals who were on a collision course in IYFW throughout the year? I am speaking, of course, of the Pillar Roman Dominguez and the mighty Franz Roddy. In January, at Cold Day in Hell, Franz Roddy would invoke a new concept in IYFW, the right to fight contract. This was something that Franz Roddy had won at Season 6 Endgame, the previous year's anniversary show. This allowed anybody who won the contract to challenge any champion at any time at any event, provided the champion wasn't already defending their title that evening. Well, Franz Rotti used this contract and a smart tactic to challenge the then IYFW champion, the longest reigning, most dominant champion in history, Pierre the Beast Vachon. Vachon had won the title in 2011, went throughout the entire year of 2012 holding it, and now coming into his next year in 2013. But Franz Rotti, that night at Cold Day in Hell, ended the reign of the Beast with a fantastic plan and won the championship. The first man to challenge him and congratulate him on his victory would be the Pillar. However, the newly appointed Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach, would inform them that there would not be a title match happening at the next scheduled event. It would be a tag team match where both men could pick their partners. Roman Dominguez would pick co-holder of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, Bobby Fish, and Franz Rotti picked former WWE superstar, Shelton Benjamin, and they would meet in the main event of M3Con, the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem convention and event happening in March. And that night, Roman Dominguez got the biggest victory of his career up until that point, but when he submitted Franz Rotti with the Sofoco, winning the main event for him and his partner. This would lead to the title match between the two men at May the 4th Be With You, but tensions ran high, both men fell out of the ring, they were both counted out of the match, and it was deemed a draw. Roman Dominguez had to be knocked back down the ladder, he had to make that strong climb back up, while Franz Rotti had to look towards the next challenge. Throughout the summer of 2013, Franz Rotti would go and have some fantastic title defenses against the likes of Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale, and the Wolf CJ Scott. Roman Dominguez all the while was trying to climb back up the ladder, also winning the right to fight contract at the Coronation Cup show in a four-way collision match. He invoked the contract right after winning it, stating that he would take on the winner of the main event that night at the anniversary show for 2013 Season 7 Exit Wounds. And the winner of the main event would be Franz Rotti, retaining his title over CJ Scott. So destiny had come to pass once again. These two men would meet in the main event of the anniversary show. And a little twist that was put on this match, an impromptu special guest referee was assigned, former Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton assigned the match. Roman Dominguez has had the long-time reputation of being the hardest hitter in IYFW, and he definitely lived up to that accolade, constantly attacking the head of Franz Rotti with kicks, punches, forearms, headbutts, everything, even ramming Franz Rotti's head into the corner post. Max Burton looked very concerned throughout the match for Franz Rotti's safety until finally, the Pillar hit the Grievance, the brutal kick to the side of Franz Rotti's head that knocked him out cold. Max Burton had to call the match right there, awarding the victory and the IYFW Championship to the Pillar, Roman Dominguez. So now, the Pillar has captured his standard. He has reached his destiny. He stands on top of the mountain as the In Your Face Wrestling Champion. Franz Rotti, we don't know what's going to be happening with the Mighty One. Will he be going after Roman Dominguez in the future? Is someone else going to be looking to take on the Mighty One? We're not sure yet. We hope to find out very soon, but we do know what the Pillar has in store for him. His first title defense at Cold Snap, January 11th at Boston Spa, against multi-time tag team champion and Mos Eisley Cantina Rumble winner from May the 4th Be With You, the Northern Stud. Next thing we have to look at throughout 2013 is the development of the tag team division in IYFW. It is second to none. So many great tag teams have passed through In Your Face Wrestling throughout the year. The likes of Team RPG, Pure Dynamite, The Electric Dream Machine, Blood Money, The Good Chip Lollipop, Northern Fury, and the top tag team in IYFW right now, the Savage Wolves. The Savage Wolves won the tag team titles in June at Truly Independent when they defeated the then undefeated tag team of Team RPG. And that same evening, the Savage Wolves would have to defend their newly won titles against Northern Fury. But due to the injury that Sergeant Fury sustained in that match, Vigo literally threw the towel in, ending the match, allowing the Savage Wolves to retain their titles. The Savage Wolves have gone on to defend the titles against Northern Fury again later on the same year, but would still be able to retain them. I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, the Savage Wolves are the most dangerous tag team going in Your Face Wrestling, probably ever. And now they go into 2014 to take on the team they took the titles from, Team RPG. It's a non-title match, which means it's a big opportunity for Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket to beat the champions and get another shot at those titles. And of course, you have to look at the New Breed Championship this year as well. It was around the waist of three individuals throughout 2013. Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, Liam McFerrin for the second time, and now it sits around the waist of Jamar Magic Justice, a man who turned his back on the fans of IYFW, the people that supported him from day one. He has shunned them. He says he doesn't need them anymore. It's all about Jamar Justice. Well, January 11th, Cold Snap, Boston Spa. He will have a huge test when he defends the Newbery title for the first time in the main event against the Shaft, Bobby Ocean. And Bobby Ocean is tweeting a lot about that one on Twitter, talking a lot about it on the internet. I think it's going to be a fantastic match between those athletes at Cold Snap. We've also had some special guests appearing in IYW throughout the year. Of course, former TNA star Jesse Neal was a part of May the 4th Be With You. And at M3Con, we saw the Boogeyman in action, Nunzio in action, and Shelton Benjamin, as I said earlier. Of course, co-holder of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, Bobby Fish, stopping in as well. So much great action going on in IYW this year, and already 2014 shaping up to be just the same, because we have the Innovator of Violence, the ECW original, Tommy Dreamer, in action January 11th at Cold Snap. Now, I understand that a challenge has been made to Tommy Dreamer, and we should hopefully have footage of that challenge at this website very soon of the individual that wants to take him on one-on-one in Boston Spa on January 11th. Well, you know, I think that takes care of some of the major things going on this past year, but there's probably some other stuff I'm forgetting, folks. The best way you can find out about them is go to the merchandise page of this website, get your copies of all the events from 2013, Cold Day in Hell from January, M3Con from March, May the 4th Be With You from May, Truly Independent from June, the Coronation Cup 2013 for September, and Season 7 Exit Wounds from November, the anniversary show. And hey, go to the results page of this website, check out the title on there, the link to IYFW's Backstretch, a special show we put on in Saratoga, New York. There you can see free IYFW videos right there. You can see some great matches on there. You can see the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale challenge the Mighty Franz Roddy for the IYFW title, and see how that match falls into an incredible 8-man tag team match that evening. Also, you could see dream matches never before seen, and probably never will see tag matches again, like Northern Fury against Drake Evans and Bobby Ocean. So much other great stuff. Go check it out here at the results page of this website. So for 2013, it's just been phenomenal, folks, and we have all the thanks we have to give to you fans who have supported us from day one, and all the new fans we've gained throughout this year. 2014 is already shaping up to be fantastic. Not one, not two, but three events already signed to take place in 2014. January 11th, Boston Spa. M3Con happening March 15th. And our debut in Duanesburg, New York at the Duanesburg Area Convention Center on Saturday, May 17th. Show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything. I've actually got some inside information for you folks. And this is something I know I'm going to get in trouble for telling you, but I don't care. This is Joey LaRocque's Christmas gift to you. It's a little holiday present for you. I know what the main event style match is going to be at M3Con. It's going to be a 6-man elimination match of survival. But who the teams are, we don't know yet. But we have been told the main event is going to be a 6-man elimination. Apparently, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Negotiations, talks are going on. Who's going to be in the match, I don't know. All I could get out of the officials was that, yes, it's going to be a 6-man elimination match of survival. So we have that to look forward to at M3Con. Maybe, just maybe, at Cold Snap, we might find out who the participants are going to be. But you know there's only one way to do that. And how's that? Exactly. Go to the merchandise page of this website and get your tickets for Cold Snap. Get your tickets for the IYFW convention and event M3Con happening March 15th. And, of course, get your tickets for Duanesburg show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything. Well, I don't know what else needs to be said, folks. We can't thank you enough. We hope you have a very happy, healthy holiday season, a happy new year. I probably won't be speaking to you again until, well, maybe after Cold Snap. Maybe not. We'll have to see. But we sincerely want to thank you all very much again for your continued support, and keep supporting the premier wrestling promotion, the Institute of Entertainment, that is In Your Face Wrestling. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque. Happy holidays, everybody.